News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, speaking of US presidents, Donald Trump hosted Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for White House talks, where the Israeli Prime Minister, as you heard a little earlier, nominated Donald Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize, presenting the president with a letter he sent to the prize committee. We're joined by Greg Carlston, Middle East correspondent for The Economist. Greg, for those waking up, just bring us through what happened overnight.
Nothing hugely significant, nothing that people were expecting. There had been a lot of hope going into this meeting that they might announce a ceasefire in Gaza, that there might be some progress, at least, towards a deal. But there wasn't. Trump said he thinks a deal could be done by the end of the week. He wants a deal done by the end of the week. He is sending Steve Witkoff, his Middle East envoy, back to the region today for talks between Israel and Hamas. But still no breakthrough and still several substantive points of disagreement that they need to work out in these negotiations.
And before we get to the Nobel Peace Prize nomination, what's your own instinct on how close we are? Because we have been talking about that ceasefire being imminent for quite a number of days now.
For days, for weeks, I think how close we are will depend to a large extent on how much pressure Trump is willing to put on Netanyahu. A couple of these issues that need to be worked out in negotiations around the question of aid, for example, whether the UN will be allowed to once again play a leading role distributing aid in Gaza. Those are issues on which Israel is going to have to make some concessions. And Netanyahu, I think, will only do that if he's pressured to do so by the American president. So will Trump stay engaged with this, which has not always been his strong suit, of course?
We heard the audio of Netanyahu saying he had nominated Donald Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize. Was it as excruciating as it sounded on that, or how did it come across?
It certainly came across that way. I mean, I think Netanyahu obviously knows his audience well and knows how to ingratiate himself with Donald Trump. And I'm sure this will work because Trump really has been telling people for many months now that he thinks he deserves a Nobel Peace Prize, if not for the Middle East, then for brokering a ceasefire between India and Pakistan or various other things. So he thinks he's entitled to one, and I'm sure Netanyahu offering one scores some points.
Greg, we have had some unusual winners in the past of the Nobel Peace Prize. Like, is it in any way credible or possible that at one point Donald Trump could win a peace prize if, for example, there was peace in the Middle East or if somehow there was peace in Ukraine?
I don't think it's impossible. I mean, you look at the moment we're in right now in the Middle East, and yeah, there is a possibility that over the next, say, 6 months to a year, you have a lasting end to the war in Gaza. You have some sort of meaningful diplomatic process between Israel and the Palestinians, perhaps a peace agreement between Syria and Israel, and perhaps some kind of a lasting nuclear pact to restrict Iran's nuclear program and prevent a recurrence of war in Iran. If all of those things happen, sure, I think Donald Trump probably has earned a Nobel Peace Prize at that point. But it's a question of whether any of those things happen. They're going to require a lot of diplomatic effort in the coming months from his administration. And we've seen him just sort of lose interest in things over the course of his presidency. There was a lot of talk 5 or 6 months ago about how he was going to be very engaged in pushing for a permanent end to the Gaza war. And then he stood up at the White House with Bibi Netanyahu in February and announced plans to turn Gaza into a beach resort. And that was the end of that diplomatic effort.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Greg Carlston, Middle East correspondent for The Economist. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.